Title: Volume Dips for Phrase Punctuation Intermediate. Alright, let's talk about one of the most underrated weapons in drum and bass arrangement, volume dips as phrase punctuation, because indeed NB, energy management is basically the whole game. You can have the hardest reese and the cleanest drum programming, but if your arrangement never breathes, your drop stops feeling like a drop. It just becomes the same intensity forever, and the listener's ear adapts fast. So in this lesson, you're going to use tiny, intentional level reductions to create contrast at the exact moments your phrases turn over. That means your downbeats feel bigger without you actually turning the track up, without relying on cheesy risers, and without cluttering your mix with random effects. Clean, controlled, and very producer when you do it right. By the end, you'll have a short ENB arrangement, somewhere between 8 and 32 bars, where the ends of phrases feel punctuated, transitions feel cleaner, and the drop hits harder even if your meters barely move. First, let's set up the session so this is fast and safe. In Ableton, group your main elements into three buckets. Your drums group, kicks, snares, hats, breaks, any percussion. Your bass group, sub, reese, mid-bass layers, and a music or FX group, pads, stabs, atmospheres, impacts, whatever lives around the drums and bass. Now, here's a key workflow trick. Create a pre-master track, make a new audio track, name it Premaster. Route each of your groups so their audio to goes to Premaster. Then set Premaster audio to master. The reason we do this is simple. You can automate dips across the whole record without messing with the actual master channel. That keeps your mastering chain consistent. It also avoids weirdness later if you're limiting on the master and you start drawing automation after the limiter. Cool. Now, the cleanest device for this is utility. On the Premaster track, drop a utility. We're going to automate the gain. Let's set expectations for amounts, because this is where people overdo it. A micro dip for punctuation, about minus 0.8 to minus 1.8 dB. A noticeable breath, minus 2 to minus 4 dB. A fake stop, or heavy impact move, around minus 6 dB. But use that sparingly, because if you do it every 8 bars it turns into a gimmick and your groove starts collapsing. Rule of thumb, if the track feels like it loses confidence, you dip too far or too long. DNB needs that forward motion to stay locked. Now let's talk about where to place these dips, because placement is the whole point. This isn't random make it pump automation. This is phrase punctuation. DNB phrases usually land in 8s and 16s, so we're targeting moments like bar 8 into bar 9, bar 16 into bar 17, bar 24 into bar 25, and so on. Also the bar before a section change, the moment before a fill, the last beat, before a snare rush, break edit, bass stab, whatever is acting like a turnaround. Here's a practical example. Imagine a 16-bar drop loop. You might do a small dip right at the last beat of bar 8, like bar 8.4. Then at the end of bar 16, you do a slightly bigger one, like bar 16.3 to 16.4, right before you repeat the phrase or transition. Now let's actually draw it in. Press it to show automation. On Premaster, choose utility, then gain. And here's the mindset. Draw automation like a producer, not like a robot. You want it to feel intentional and musical. The most common shape is what I call the quick breath dip. Start the dip in the last 1/8 note or last 1/4 note before the phrase ends. Hit the lowest point right at the end of the bar. Then return to zero right on the downbeat of the next bar. So it's like ramp down, maybe a tiny hold, then snap back exactly on the one. For rolling DNB, try minus 1.5 dB for this. It's enough to register emotionally without sounding like the track is turning down. Now, if you want something bigger, use a pullback then punch shape. This one starts earlier, like bar 16.2. Lowest point around 16.4. Back to zero at 17.1. Try minus 2.5 to minus 4 dB depending on how dense your drop is. If your mix is already a wall of sound, a slightly bigger dip reads really clearly. If it's already minimal, you might not need much. And what's actually happening psychologically is you're creating a short contrast window. The downbeat feels louder even when it isn't louder. That's the trick. Contrast, not volume. Now, important, you don't always want to dip the entire premaster. In a lot of DNB, the drums are the anchor. If your kick and snare lose stability, the whole thing feels like it stumbled. So a really common pro move is selective dipping. Option 1. Dip everything except the drums. Put a utility on the bass group and another utility on the music/FX group. Automate your dips there instead of on-premaster. Starting points. Dip bass by about -1 to -2 dB. Dip music by about -2 to -4 dB. And leave the drum steady. This is especially good for rollers where the groove is hypnotic, and you want the phrase turn without the drum energy dropping out. Option 2 is a jungle trick. Dip just the break layer. If you've got punchy one-shot kick and snare on top, plus a breakbeat layer underneath, automate a small dip on the break group right before fills. That makes the one-shots pop through at the phrase turn, and it also cleans up the transient picture right when the ear is paying attention. Now, let's level this up with what I call psychoacoustic punctuation, because you can make the dip feel dramatic without actually pulling the whole mix down much. One easy move, auto-filter as in air pull. Add auto-filter to Promaster or to music/FX. Set it to Lopez, 12 or 24 dB slope. Then automate the cutoff down briefly in the last 1/8 to 1/4 note. For example, from around 18 kHz down to somewhere like 6 to 10 kHz. Then snap it back on the downbeat. Pair that with a tiny utility dip, even just -1 dB, and it'll feel like the track inhaled for a moment. Another option, a mid-scoop dip with EQ8, right before the downbeat, automate a gentle bell cut around 200 to 500 Hz by about -1 to -3 dB. This clears the runway so the next hit lands cleaner and heavier. It's not just loudness, it's definition. Now, a note on groove and automation shape. Ableton automation is basically line segments, but you can fake curves by adding extra breakpoints. If you're dipping sustained bass, a super sharp corner can click. So if you hear a tick, don't assume it's some technical limitation. It's usually a fast jump on low end. Here's a quick diagnostic that works almost every time. Mute the sub. If the click disappears, the sub is reacting to your level jump. Fix it by softening the slope by a few milliseconds, starting the dip slightly earlier, or dipping the mid-bass more than the sub. And that last point is huge. Be careful with tipping the sub at the wrong moment. If the sub vanishes right on the downbeat, the drop can feel smaller, not bigger. A really strong approach is to split your bass into sub and mid bass. Keep the sub more stable. Dip the mid-bass more. The listener still feels the weight, but the mix breathes. Also, don't remove your timekeeper by accident. Often the perceived forward motion comes from hats, rides, shakers. If you dip those too much, the groove stumbles. A nice workaround is to dip bass and music more than the tops, or keep tops steady but reduce their reverb send so they tighten up without disappearing. Now, let's talk about the limiter for a second. If you've got a limiter on your master, it has memory because of release time and how it recovers. Sometimes your dip return impact is actually the limiter responding, not your arrangement. Do a quick check. Bypass the limiter temporarily. If the return hit still feels bigger, your arrangement is doing the work. If it only feels good with the limiter on, you might be leaning on limiter behavior instead of real contrast. Not a crime, but you want to be aware of it. Now for some advanced, really usable variations you can adopt. One is macro control dips, so you don't end up with messy automation lanes everywhere. Put utility on Promaster, group it into an audio effect rack. Map utility gain to a macro called DIP. Now you automate the macro. Cleaner lanes, faster edits, and you can even record the dip movement from a controller so it feels more human. Another is a two-stage dip. Stage 1, a tiny pre-dip, like half a dB, maybe a beat earlier. Stage 2, the main dip right before the boundary, that reads like something's coming, without adding any extra sound. Another really slick one is M/S dipping for width punctuation. On music groups, put utility in mid/side mode, and dip the side slightly more than the mid at the phrase turn. Kick, snare, and mono bass stay solid in the center, while the stereo elements bow out for a moment. The return feels wide and powerful without messing with the core punch. You can also do return-only dips. Instead of turning down the dry mix, automate the return track level down briefly, or automate your send down. The dry stays confident, but the space tightens up like an inhale. Super musical, and it often translates better than a full mix dip. Now, quick arrangement coaching. Don't make it predictable. If you dip every 8 bars with the exact same depth and length, the listener learns the trick. Try an evolving system. First 8 bars, tiny, almost subconscious. Second 8, slightly longer or slightly deeper. End of 16, the most dramatic, but still tasteful. And another musical thought, decide what the dip is for before you draw it. Is it spotlighting a fill, making the next downbeat heavier? or implying a micro break without stopping the groove. Intent determines length and what you dip. If you don't decide the purpose, you'll end up drawing dips that look right on the grid but don't feel right in the body. Alright, let's do the mini practice exercise. Build a basic 16-bar drop. Two-step kick and snare, hats and shakers, a Reese mid bass plus a sub, and one stab or pad. Arrange 16 bars, and put a small fill at bar 16. On Premaster, add utility. Automate a dip of minus 1.5 dB for the last 1/8 note of bar 8. Then automate a dip of minus 3 dB for the last 1/4 note of bar 16. Now duplicate the drop to 32 bars. On bar 24, try a selective dip. Only dip music/FX to minus 3 dB, keep the drums steady. Then export a quick bounce and do the low volume test. Turn your monitors down. At low volume, your ears focus less on hype and more on structure. You should still feel where the phrases turn, and the downbeats should still read as arriving. If you can't feel the turn, adjust what you dip before you increase how much you dip. Let's wrap it up. Volume dips are arrangement punctuation. They create contrast windows so the drop hits harder, without adding loudness. Utility is your clean, predictable tool for this. Place dips at 8 and 16 bar boundaries, before fills and before section changes. Choose between pre-master dips for whole mix punctuation, or selective dips, which are often better for heavy rolling DNB. And if you want more drama without wrecking levels, pair small dips with quick filter or EQ moves, or even tighten returns instead of the dry mix. If you tell me what subgenre you're making, like jungle, dancefloor, neuro, minimal rollers, and describe your drop structure, I can suggest exact dip placements and amounts that fit your groove and density.